Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Nicholas Crisp, Public Health Medicine Specialist. Dr. Crisp, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Hi, nice to talk to you and your listeners.
So you have been reported in BizNews about what you think should happen to people who loot vaccines and the like. But before I ask you what you think should happen, are you able to give me an understanding to what extent the supply chain specifically of vaccines was disrupted by the last week of looting?
Well, what we know so far is that one store with some vaccine was, there were many other medicines there. It wasn't just vaccines, but some vaccines were looted out of that store. And then we also know that a number of private pharmacies were completely trashed, and whatever vaccines were in those pharmacies is also gone. And then there were other pharmacies that were damaged and may or may not be recoverable. So there's been a lot of damage to the potential supply, not just of vaccines, it's of medicines generally and theft of medicine.
Doc, do you think this was targeted? Do you think it was meant to disrupt this particular endeavor to get us all vaccinated?
Well, I think that whoever's targeted, I don't know the answer to the question, but I think whoever's done this and whoever is smashing and taking medicines is doing it without understanding the consequences for our patients. I'm speaking now as a doctor, as a healthcare professional. If you remove antiretrovirals, you remove insulin, you remove cardiac drugs and asthma drugs and things, and you destroy or remove them from the supply chain, it has a serious consequence for the patients who are expecting to receive those medications.
Yeah, clearly. And that's just what's absolutely fascinating. We don't know if it was intentional or not. So, Doctor, your thesis, your feelings as to appropriate punishment or what?
The day that I was interviewed, I was watching a video and I was absolutely livid. I mean, if people are taking away the lifeblood of other people who need these medications either to stay healthy or to stay alive, then there must be serious consequences for that. Whoever is putting them up to this is destroying other people's lives, never mind the livelihoods which we're all aware of. This has a direct negative consequence and impact on people's lives. They disrupted oxygen supply. They disrupted food supply to hospitals. They stole medicines from, not from the government or from the pharmacies, but from the patients who need those medicines. This is just totally unacceptable behavior. As healthcare practitioners, never mind who else we might work for, it's totally unacceptable.
And in your mind, then, this takes it out of the realm of looting, but into the realm of something like culpable homicide?
Yeah, if they then sell this medicine, because what else are you going to do with it, and cause direct harm to people, then they must take the consequences of whatever harm is caused. So if one is removing it from somebody, and maybe we are able to get it the supply chain restored fast enough as the health family. But what if people now start to make these medicines available on an illicit market and end up poisoning or killing people with unintended medications for them? That is serious. That is not child's play. So we would caution the public. Unless you are getting your medicine from a legitimate pharmacy, doctor, public health clinic, some health practitioner that is a registered person, do not go near those medicines because they could be extremely harmful to your health and may end up killing you.
Dark warning if ever there was. Dr. Nicholas Crisp, we are absolutely aware that you have a 4:30 appointment. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM. The passion in your voice was unmistakable. Appreciate it.
Thank you.